This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Hello, Pauline. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, the Cholas.
Hola.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, Pauline.
I'm
Thank
a little
you.
Gassy, but I'm doing well otherwise.
That's good. That sounds pretty typical, Thrill.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I got two stories for you. If I have time, I'll tell you the second one. First one's a little bit vanilla, but went out with a couple of my girlfriends one night to O'Donnell's in Everett down on 128th Street. And was coming out, and they had an Irish prayer. And my name's Colleen, so Irish. And in my drunken state, I thought, hey, if they didn't want me to take this off the wall, then they should have screwed it on the wall. And I proceeded to take said prayer home and had it.
Wait a minute, you stole a prayer?
About 10 years.
You didn't, I mean, being religious, you did not have, this didn't, I understand you're supposed to take the Bible in a hotel room. That's what they're encouraging you to do.
I went to Catholic school until sixth grade, so religion's ruined for me.
All right. You stole from Sean O'Donnell. Man, oh man. Well, that's probably why all the stuff is nailed down to the one in Fremont.
That's kind of what I thought, too.
Yeah, they call that the Colleen nail.
All right. Damn, Colleen.
What was the other one, Colleen?
So this one is a little bit spicy. I was, meth, a hell of a drug. And
oh, we're doing meth now.
In the street. Well, not now, 20 years ago.
No, I'm just saying for the story. I like that you updated.
Yeah, upgrade a little bit.
All right.
Very religious.
Now we're on meth. All right.
Yeah. And I had broken into this cabana in this apartment complex, and there was some paintball gear there. And I'm getting everything together, and there's this Rottweiler there, scares the hell out of me. So I stand up, and I open the door, and I ask the dog, I go, hey, you want to go outside? Dog gets really excited, goes outside. I grab all my stuff. I get on my bicycle. I ride home. I unload my stuff. And then a guilt hits me, and I felt so bad, and I was so worried about the dog getting in trouble or getting lost that I ended up going back out, finding the dog, and returning it back to the cabana, letting it back inside, and still never got caught.
Wow. Do you think the meth triggered the guilt, or you just...
No.
No. Okay. Right. So you just feel bad.
Do you still have the thing you stole from Sean O'Donnell's?
I do.
Where is it?
Right now, it is in a box in my garage, but I had it up in my kitchen for about 10 years.
Okay. This was the early days of Sean O'Donnell.
I mean, hey, look, don't feel bad. We had a text come in that says that about 13, my friend and I, we would steal the offering from the church to buy weed. It got so bad that they put a lock on it. We just broke it off. We're going to hell. At least they acknowledge that part.
Yeah, we had that scandal in my school one Monday.
What?
Same thing. There's like they, you know, during Mass, they pass the basket around.
Yeah.
But there's also like these things that you can put money in all the time to donate to the church. And somebody had Somebody had broken in and gotten that money, and then they had to put locks on them. But it was a massive deal. Mm-hmm.
Were you a part of that?
I was not.
Oh, okay.
No, well, not at all.
Also, when you're an altar boy, it's your job to go around and do the collections. Well, at least it was when I was growing up.
Depends on the mass, dude.
Okay, so
you get a busy 10 a.m. Sunday mass, man. There's other people you hire to help. As an altar, you go out and you pick them out and you go, Mr. Whoever, you get it. Oh, sure. Okay.
You trust him with the envelope. No problem.
You got to.
Okay.
You ever walk
I
want to
do
there?
That at my house, by the way.
What's that?
Like, you know, like Mike and
you're
his
having
wife,
a party, you got food.
Couple people come over. I said, hey, just come over and watch the game. Then at halftime, I just start sticking that basket in front of them.
I'll put out the envelope. Yeah. Like, here, man, you didn't give anything. I bought a lot of food at Costco, got some beers.
Yeah.
You know, just give what you need or what you want.
At what age do we stop paying to go to parties? I feel like in my 20s, at least the first 5 years of my 20s, right? Like,
it was a $5
guys throwing
right?
a party, whatever. Yeah, and it was always about $5. And you didn't even necessarily have it. Like, come on, man, just let me borrow $1, dude. I got $3.75. Give me a dollar. I could talk my way in for a quarter. It was always a big thing. But you go, but same thing, you had to pick the person who you trusted to hold the money.
You know, if you were holding, if you were having the party, yeah.
If you were having a party, you had like a buddy of yours basically work. And even though you knew everyone that was there, but you still had them working the door. Because even though you knew everyone and you invited everyone, you didn't necessarily trust everyone.
Well, they're your friends, so you know who you can trust and who you can't.
Right.
So they're the ones always standing around by the keg, and you're like, Matt, right. how many cups have you sold? We need to get more cups. We need to get more cups. We got 50 of them. There are not 50 people walking around here.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on? What's happening?
What's going on, man?
Yeah.
I think it depends, too. As you get older, like, everybody just brings more stuff.
That's very true.
So, I mean, that helps it, too, is it's like, all right, if you're cooking, I'll bring this or that. And then, to me, it just depends on size of the group, right? If it's less than like 10 people and you're ordering a fight, you might have to chip in for that
sure.
fight.
Yeah, that makes sense.